Thank you and good afternoon. Caltrans announced this afternoon that a completion ceremony has been scheduled for November 3rd for the Willits Bypass. The bypass bridge, which stretches more than a mile curving around the town, will also be dedicated to fallen U.S. Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman during the ceremony as well. In July, a contractor report illustrated that nearly 95% of the work on the project was complete, and roadway signs are also expected to be installed this month. Liz Smith, who is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, was one of 50 leaders selected from the Boys and Girls Club movement to partake in a new collaborative education program that was created in June. The invite-only program was created by the Harvard Business School and the Boys and Girls Club of America. The program will begin at the Harvard Business School campus and will continue at multiple events held at various locations well into 2017. Smith said the following statement, "I am honored to have been chosen as an inaugural participant in the Leadership Summit program." Dan Squire has news from the Eureka Police Department.
Over the past 3 years, the Eureka Police Department has solicited public input regarding a wide range of issues that deal with the community, public safety, and effective policing. That effort has led to the publication of the department's 5-year leadership plan that incorporates feedback from the community, internal changes the department will make, and continuing work on ensuring the department, its officers, and the community are working together. The department has posted 2 documents to its blog, eurekapolice.com, and residents can look at the data collected regarding community concerns about property crime, traffic safety, and the manner in which the community interacts with police, among other sets of data.
Thank you, Dan. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a white male adult who committed armed robbery at a gas station on 4th Street early this morning. The suspect walked in and drew his handgun at the employee and then fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect remains at large and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. This afternoon, Senator Mike McGuire announced that he will convene a special hearing related to the crab fishing season next week at the state capitol. At the hearing, officials will discuss the progress report on the 2015-2016 crab season, its multiple closures, ocean conditions, and the domoic acid toxin, which has been the reason for the lengthy closures to the season. Testimony from fishermen, marine biologists, and fishery experts will be featured at the hearing as well, and potential solutions to the 2016-2017 crab season will also be discussed. The hearing will be held next Wednesday. A bill that was brought through the legislature by Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood will be heard in appropriations next week. Assembly Bill 1549 would ensure that when streets and highways are under construction, that they only dig once, and at the same time, install fiber optic cables to support digital service, and to ensure that service is maintained and expanded into rural communities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Undersheriff Bill Hansel took some time to appear on this morning's talk shop, and amongst the discussion of marijuana and crime-related topics, he took some time to talk about a trend that has seen an uptick this summer. Hansel said that he has seen a recent increase in reports of child abuse, both physical and sexual, which is unusual to see during the summertime because in most cases, child abuse is reported by teachers and school officials.
We've always had a lot of neglect cases. But we're seeing an uptick in both physical and sexual abuse cases against children, and which is strange because summertime is usually our slowest time because mandated reporters are mostly the teachers, the schools. And so they see kids coming back from summer vacation and they report what they see. But this summer, we have unfortunately received a lot of reports.
Hansel believes that one of the reasons there has been an increase in child abuse reports is due to the drug addicted culture.
I think... really, we know that, you know, heroin and methamphetamine and the prescription medicine is being abused all over the county, and people are still having babies. And I believe that, you know, people are out of their right mind. They shouldn't have their children, and we see a lot of abuse, and we see the children being turned over to sexual predators, and it is horrific because they're valuing the drugs more than their own children.
You can hear the entire interview with Undersheriff Bill Hansel by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.